from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
See, Steve's done his lawn, clipped his hedges. Very good gardener, Steve. That new couple have done lovely things with their garden. It's beginning to sound like an Alan Bennett, isn't it? It's a while since I've seen Kenneth from down the street. He usually walks his dog this time of day. Right, that's enough of that. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Happy Sunday, everyone. As the ambience suggests from my window here in my little house in North Manchester, this is a pre-recorded programme. It's actually just before 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning for me. This show goes out on Sunday. You're all in different places in the world anyway, in different time zones, listening at different places in space and time. You've all got the iPlayer, of course, which gives you your own time machine. Marvellous, wonderful technological age we live in, eh? Very excited this week. North Atlantic Oscillation have a new album out. I'm going to be playing you a song from that in just a second. And a new band to me, a warp band called My Best Fiend. I've got a new music out as well. Given that I fell in love with that Yeti Lane song that I played a couple of weeks ago, and all three have something in common, the theme of this week's show, as a result, is space rock. We'll be doing a brief study of space rock. I'll be trying to describe what I think space rock is as we go as well. Also, another Criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. Song for Guy recommendations from a bunch of you as well. Some really good recommendations this week as well. And a Desert Island Disc snippet from David Gower, the cricketer, this week. Yes, the Beckopedia will drop by, I have no doubt, with some wisdom for us. But before all of that, let's have a listen to that North Atlantic Oscillation tune that I just mentioned. It's called Soft Coder. It's this week's first example of space rock. I don't know if they call themselves that. They probably call themselves post-progressive or something like that. But I think this is space rock from North Atlantic Oscillation from their new album, Fog Electric. This is Soft Coder. Good evening, good morning, good night, and happy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and Sunday again if you manage to get it in quick enough. We'll be right back. that, isn't it? That's North Atlantic Oscillation from their new album, Fog Electric. That's Soft Coda. Marvellous. Would you call that space rock? A lot of you wouldn't, I'm sure. Send in your disagreements and your platitudes and your gratitudes to guy.garvey@sixmusic.com. No, that's not right, is it? It's guy@bb... Oh, I've forgotten my email address. Let's play another tune, and I'll try and remember it before the... before the next one's finished. This is a tune from First Aid Kit. It's a Song for Guy recommendation from Tor Even Storas, who is a serial Song for Guy recommender, a trusted voice here on the Finest Hour. This is a great tune I've heard before called Emmy Lou. The way these girls' voices go together is just fantastic. One of them is really, really powerful. The other one is incredibly sweet, but they blend beautifully. You notice it quite a lot on this tune, actually, because one of them drops out and leaves the other one bare for a few minutes, and then you hear them both back together again. Extraordinary voices. Do turn up. First Aid Kit with Emmy Lou. Cheers, Tor.
And
first aid kit with Emmylou. Sweet, powerful, beautiful. I love it. And you know, sweet, powerful, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our victim, written by the godfather of soul himself, James Brown, was considered his signature song. Laden with funky brass and energetic vocals, its pure exuberance was an adrenaline rush to fans everywhere, and a fast-moving target for the audio assassins. First, in a performance reminiscent of a bad Benny Hill sketch, was there ever a good one, the tight-lipped, triple-tongued Oompa brass chased it around the bedroom with a frisky French horn. Thankfully, the brevity of the attack left it only slightly dishevelled and fearful of feather dusters. Next, sounding like the result of 10 pints and a curry, former football hard man Vinnie Jones, backed by his horde of henchmen, screeched and growled his way through a vicious attack, which only ended when he spotted Mustang Sally chatting up the barman. Then, in a beastly attack, Sealy Dan, whiskers twitching and all flippers flying, barked and honked along to the backing of a menacing menagerie. Only the arrival of the RSPCA prevented the inevitable feeding frenzy. But when former blue coat turned rib-tickling TV funny man Brian Connolly interrupted the bingo, grabbed the microphone and unleashed his gurning grin on this sizzling 60s song, it was murder.
Good. I knew that I would now. I feel good. Knew that I would now. So good.
Brian, stop it. You scare me, you do, Brian.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would now. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, I should have responded. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good, I got you.
There eventually James Brown and I Got You, brackets I Feel Good, a merciful rescue after Brian Conley's version. My God, scary Brian. Mind you, James was pretty scary at times, wasn't he? Anyway, that's enough of that.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamacq, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamacq.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the antimatter.
My Best Fiend are a new Warp band. They're our second example of space rock this week on the programme. Some great lyrics in this tune. It's called Cracking Eggs. Crank it up. I love it.
Thank you.
That was My Best Fiend, a new Warp band, and Cracking Eggs. Space rock. Space rock. I got an email here from Keith Bowden. Keith says, "Dear Mr. Garvey, could you please settle an amicable argument between me and my wife? Sorry to ask such a personal question, but were you in a queue for a taxi at JFK Airport on the afternoon of Wednesday the 4th of April? We were two behind someone who looked like you, and when we found out on Twitter that you were actually in New York, well, I think it was you, but I wasn't convinced enough. If I had been, I would have said hello and told you briefly, because you were on holiday, how much I like your programme and your music. If, like my wife thinks, it wasn't you, then someone looks like you in a taxi queue in New York. Thanks for the great shows. I love spending late Sundays in your company." Oh, thanks, Keith. Thanks very much. Yes, it was me. Unless, you know, it could well have been somebody who looks like me on the same day in the same taxi queue. But that's unlikely, isn't it? Yeah, that was me. But I was dressed as a holidaymaker. That's probably why you weren't sure if it was me. I probably had sunglasses and a hoodie on. Not up, like in disguise. Not like, you know, not like Brad Pitt coming out of Starbucks, sort of. I'll wear sunglasses and a cap and no one will notice me. Yeah, whatever. But I probably had shorts on as well. And my alarming physics-defying ankles would probably scare you to death, Keith. In fact, something that did happen to me, be careful who you approach with your compliments, Keith. I was in a little Greasy Spoon cafe here with my mate Rachel some years ago now, and we'd been up all night partying at my mate's house, and we were knackered, and we decided we were going to get some bad breakfast and then go our separate ways and go to bed. And we're in this little place called Gemini Cafe, and a bloke approached me and he said, "It's you, innit? I can't believe it, it's you." And I was thinking, oh, nice one. But, I have to admit, I kind of thought, I wish this wasn't happening now. Because I was drunk and knackered and starving. But being a gentleman, I was like, "Hello, mate, how are you doing?" He's like, "It's you, innit? It is actually you." And I was like, yeah, how are you doing? How's it going? And then he went, "Kiefer Sutherland. I can't believe it. It's Kiefer Sutherland." Which my friend Rachel found very amusing. Found very amusing indeed. Given that I look nothing like Kiefer Sutherland. I've actually got a story about Kiefer Sutherland, but I don't think I can tell it on the radio. There's probably legal implications. In fact, there's probably legal implications in just saying that much. There's reasons I can't talk about Kiefer on the radio. I'm just going to move on. Where are we up to? Oh, yeah, that was My Best Fiend and Cracking Eggs. Marion Verica has chosen the next tune. She says, "Guy, here it is. I don't know if you've ever played this band on your show, but if not, you really, really need to. I'm talking about The National." Now, this is going to make Ian, that I work for at the BBC, it's going to make him giggle, this, because the most played band on The Finest Hour are The National, which leads me to believe, Marion, that you might be a new listener to either the show or to The National. But nevertheless, she goes on to say, "I'm currently in the middle of my education of their band. I spent the last week obsessing about High Violet, and now I've moved backwards to their 2007 release, Boxer. An amazing track from that album is Racing Like a Pro, which I'd love to hear on your programme. Like any good band, these albums take time to analyse, obsess about and love. Trust me, you'll not be disappointed. As always, much love, Marion Verica." Thank you very much, Marion. I do know The National, I know this song very well, but it let me know that I probably haven't played them on the programme for too long, otherwise you'd know how much I love them. Here we are, here's The National. Something. Sometimes you stay in bed.
The National and Racing Like a Pro, a Song for Guy recommendation from Marion Varik. Song for Guy recommendation now from Robin in North London. I don't know where Robin's email is, but thanks for the recommendation. I really love this. This is Jape and The Oldest Mind. Robin in North London, that was Jape and The Oldest Mind. Time now to dive into the BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl. This one's from the Desert Island Discs episode featuring David Gower, the critical. The critiquer? Wow. The cricketer.
What was your first test appearance, David?
That was in 1978 at Birmingham against the Pakistanis.
And you sent your first ball to the boundary. You began the way you meant to go on.
Yes, I remember that very well. And I remember it removed most of the nerves that had built up inside me before I went out to bat.
What was your first test century?
That was the same year in the next series against New Zealand at the Oval.
How many test appearances have you made now?
As I remember, it's about 54 or so, I think.
With a test batting average of...
In what? The 40s, mid-40s, somewhere around there.
Now, you have a style. You make it look very easy.
Yes, I'm accused most of the time of being casual about it. I think people don't like it when it looks casual and it works. They like it even less when it looks casual and it doesn't work. But it's a style which, you know, I can only thank God for, I suppose. It's what I was given.
Are you a bowler? I mean, do you ever bowl?
Only in extreme circumstances. The last time I bowled was at Lancashire, when the idea was to give runs away quickly, and we certainly did that. And in fact, Steve O'Shaughnessy then scored 100 in 35 minutes to equal Percy Fender's record from way back in 1930-something.
I think we've got to your fifth record now.
Right, this time we're on to Supertramp, a favourite band of mine. And the album is Breakfast in America, and the track is Breakfast in America.
Supertramp and Breakfast in America. I know that will have made some of your toes curl. What is it with the spoonerisms today? Did you hear that? That will made some of your toes curl. I'm not sure what's going on, chaps. I wonder if there's like a... What exactly happens when a spoonerism trips off the tongue? Anybody got any ideas? My friend Alex is directly related to the Reverend Spooner, after whom spoonerisms are named. And if you've got any... Oh, in fact, here we go. Here's a reason for you to email. Any good spoonerisms? Try not to do famous ones. I want ones from your life. And if anyone's got any idea why neurologically or physiologically, what happens when a spoonerism occurs. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. You see, I remembered it then because I wasn't thinking too hard. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And please entitle your email Spoons, capital letters, Spoons, and then our Peter will be able to pick them out. Yeah, that's going to be good, that. I can see him flooding in. I can hear you scribbling away already. One more time with that email address, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Showing off now.
On BBC Two, Changing Britain.
Jerry! Why is Barbara ruining a perfectly good greenhouse?
They're converting it. They're going to keep chickens.
Working Britain.
Michael's take-home pay as a fireman is only £22 a week.
Striking Britain.
We are asking you to cut down to the absolute minimum the use of electricity in your home.
1970s Britain.
This was the era in which what you bought was beginning to define who you were.
The 70s continues this Monday night at 9 on BBC Two.
He's a space nut, you know.
Anyway, yeah, I know a lot of your toes would curl at the prospect of a Supertramp tune, but I'm afraid I link that band inextricably with my childhood and happy memories of. So what you gonna do? And besides, David Gower likes him. That's enough for me. New music from Lamb Chop now. My mum liked the Lamb Chop tune that I played last week, so this is for mum. It's a new release of theirs. It's called Mr. M. I beg your pardon. The album's called Mr. M. The song's called If Not, I'll Just Die. And it's got a swear in the first line, which my crack production unit at BBC Media City Salford will reverse in case any little ears are in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Lamb Chop.
What the fuck they talk about? Maybe blowing kisses, blowing names. And really, what difference does it make? Oh, oh, oh. Grandpa's coughing in the kitchen, but the strings sound good. Maybe add some flute. Get the cops out, up and there. Will you use a ladder? Just use the ladder. Seagulls just avoid talk about seagulls. Running over some poor walker's head. An ops and electric guitar is for sure. Oh, oh, oh. The young somehow they will repay. Damn dudes always crying, working under plain sight. And everything is blended and spilling over. Like it was the last thing on your mind. Oh, and boo-hoo, gonna miss you. Here come them crazy flutes again. Sustain me with your voice, clean the coffee maker. I adore. Sent you crying cause we were born to, we were born to move.
gonna miss you. Here come them crazy flutes, them crazy flutes again. So stay there with your voice, clean the coffee maker. I adore you, and I represent you, crying cause we were born to, we were born to.
Lamb Chop from the album Mr. M, that was If Not, I'll Just Die. So the theme of this week's programme is space rock. There's some reason for this. I absolutely adore space rock for a start, but it's the fact that North Atlantic Oscillation aren't afraid of a long, epic, space rocky tune. One of the main characteristics of space rock for me, unless you think I've got this wrong, is like an extended, repeated coda that builds and changes. No fear of repetition, no fear of the length of a tune, no fear of just laying back and letting it do its thing and relying on hypnosis, I think, quite a lot. Anyway, North Atlantic Oscillation did that tune at the beginning of the show. A little bit later on, we heard from My Best Fiend, who very, very spiritualized that song that we heard. Yeti Lane is coming more from the synthesizer end, and this is another whopping great big tune. I don't know how much we'll get in before the end of this hour, but this is called Analog Wheel. I absolutely love it, and Craig, the keyboard player in Elbow, my very good friend and the band's producer as well, he loved it, and that's unusual. He's a hard man to please, is Craig. So from The Echo Show, which is the name of their album, this is Yeti Lane and Analog Wheel. Thank you.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A second pole star. If ever I saw one.
We'll be right back.
Massive Attack and Unfinished Sympathy. I can't quite remember where I was when I first heard that, but I remember when it was. Beautiful piece of music. And I thought to put that on because Rob was in touch the other day. We're prospectively doing some work together again, which is very exciting. He's a lovely man. He sent me a joke that I can't repeat on air. Anyway, Grimes have another single out. It's called Oblivion. I really love this tune. It's really simple, really sweet, and it sounds like this. And Oblivion. Great, isn't it? Sort of 3.5, well, not even a half minutes, 3 minutes of sweet, straightforward, interesting pop. Grimes, I've got a real name written down here somewhere. Here we go. Claire Boucher, born in 1988. Cool, that makes me feel old. Often known by her alias and stage name, Grimes, is Canadian born and now lives. Oh, she was raised in Vancouver. There we go. And she moved to Montreal, Quebec. Just a little bit of history there about Grimes. Yeah, so 3 minutes of sweet, simple pop is not how I would describe this next tune. The best news I've had in years was when Mark Riley phoned me the other week to tell me that Grandaddy are reforming for a tour. Not only are the group really good friends of ours, but we absolutely hero worshipped them when we were a young band, when Elbow were little. And we've toured with them extensively. I'm amazed they're playing again. I can't wait to see them. And in celebration of them and all things space rock, alt country, whatever you want to call it, post-prog, this is He's Simple, He's Dumb, He's the Pilot. It's the opening tune to The Software Slump, which is one of the best records ever made, in my opinion, and you need to own it if you don't have it. If you don't believe me, engage now and let this tune take you on a bit of a journey. Here's Granddaddy.
Drift again, 2,000 men. You lost your maps, you lost the plans. Did you hear them yell, land, damn it, land? You to give in, are you giving in 2,000 men? Thank you. even into a thousand men. Are you giving in to a thousand men? Don't give in to a thousand men.
That was Grandaddy, and he's simple, he's dumb, he's the pilot. That's the opening tune from The Software Slump, which is a classic record. Millennium Paranoia is how I would describe that album, and it's just wicked. It takes on a... It's got a real story to it. It's fantastic. Grandaddy are reforming to do a couple of tours. I hope they make another record together, because they did create a unique sound, and I can't wait to see them all again. That's going to be awesome.
Six Music.
Classic album of the day.
With me, Steve Lamacq, taking a look at the most iconic albums of modern music.
Because you're using a technology that people haven't used that much before. Just by being there, you're kind of breaking new ground.
And just for a second, I thought I remembered you.
Listen to my conversation with Gary Newman as we discuss Cube by Army's 1979 album, Replicas.
It really was. Triple all these dials, which I had no idea what they did. Wait until it made a good noise, record that, and then you slowly put this album together. It was the most amateurish thing that you could imagine.
Available now at the Six Music website.
Six
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So, if that wasn't your cup of tea, a 9-minute blistering epic... then maybe you'll like this little number from Little Dragon. I can't stop singing it, and her voice is absolutely incredible. From the album Ritual Union, here's the title track. Here's Little Dragon and Ritual Union.
I was wondering of a white dress and the mess.
now.
Little Dragon and Ritual Union. I'm going to tone it down a little bit now with one of my favourite Beatles songs. While I was in New York the other week, I was thinking an awful lot about John Lennon. In particular, that quote he gave when he was just about to move abroad. He was just about to move to New York from England. And the British press, who were very, very unkind to his wife, asked him why he was moving. And he said, America's the modern Roman Empire and New York's the modern Rome. I know what he means by that. It's a fantastic, diverse, wonderful place. But then he said, yeah, he said, it's the modern Rome. And then he said, and people are nice to Yoko. And for that to be one of the reasons he left this country makes me a bit ashamed, actually. And who doesn't love John Lennon? Quite a lot of the things he wrote and said and that kind of thing. One of my favourite quotes is in this next tune from the White Album. This is Julia. And I actually have this quote written on my wall here at home. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind. I think that's good advice for anyone from John Lennon. Here is Julia.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun.
Very sweet. John Lennon and Julia from the Beatles. Well, it's the Beatles, but we know John wrote that one. From the White Album, that's Julia. Sin Ray from Singapore has been in touch. I met her when I was out there. Her and her sister came to watch us on the 18th of March in our very first, our only ever concert in Singapore. They're very sweet. They made a sign saying how much they loved us, that kind of thing. She's recommended the song The Ballad of Kurt Vile No. 2 by Sweet Lights. She says, I heard this song from a CD I got off a recent issue of the Uncut magazine. I really liked it and thought maybe you would too. With much love, Sin Ray. She also said, I like the invasion of Manc-bred bands in Singapore. The Stone Roses are coming here on the 22nd of July, and I'm so excited to go. So excited to go, she says, that she wants to tell the whole world. Well, that's marvellous. Yeah, everybody I know is excited about the Stone Roses reforming. Everybody I talk to from outside of Manchester is asking if I have tickets, asking if I'll be having tea with them. I'm not sure what's going on yet, if I'm honest with you. But where they're playing is just over the road from where I live. So I think I'll hear the concert whether I get in or not. There we go. Here is the tune that Sinray picked for us. It's Sweet Lights, and it's the Ballad of Kurt Vile, number 2. Sweet Lights and the Ballad of Kurt Vile, number 2, for Sinray in Singapore. My friend Sally Cook, who hangs out with my missus quite a lot, is well into this next band. Sally promotes and is in charge of the entertainments programme at Band on the Wall, which is an historic venue here in Manchester that the band have played lots of times. But it was a jazz club originally, back in the day, many, many, many years ago. And it's been refurbished and redone, and it's a beautiful little place to go and see a gig. Very intimate setting. And I can imagine this next band going down well in there. Sally's recommended a song called Mexico by The Staves. I did a bit of digging, and The Staves are an acoustic folk rock trio of sisters from Watford in England. The group appeared on the Tom Jones album Praise and Blame, which was released in July 2010. They released the Live at Cecil Sharp House EP and the Mexico EP, which this next song is taken from, in 2011, and they appeared on Fionn Regan's third studio album as well. The band currently have an album in production with Glyn Johns and Ethan Johns, and I know Ethan Johns, he's a friend of mine. He also produced the Tom Jones record, so I wonder if he is the link, or maybe she met him through Tom Jones, and maybe they met him through Tom Jones. Not only the amazing singers, with a beautiful little craft on the songwriting there, they've got some amazing lyrics. The Staves.
Another sky. cause me tears, drag me through the best of years, but I love you so.
Lovely, beautiful harmonies from The Staves. Thanks to Sally Cook for recommending them. I might go to Sally more often for my recommendations, actually.
Mantra Luna! Mantra Luna!
Now then, the life of a session musician can be an insecure and often thankless business. There are countless journeymen of the music world who go from jingle to single to karaoke soundtrack, demonstrating their musical versatility and delivering brilliant performances whilst never achieving fame in their own right. Herbie Flowers is one of the exceptions. He's been sought after by everyone from David Bowie to Elton John for his blistering bass playing, and was a member of Blue Mink, classical prog rockers Sky, and even, briefly, T-Rex. But there are two standout performances which undoubtedly brought him to the fore as a session player. Both are songs that are totally defined by his contribution, to the point that without his unmistakable bass, they simply wouldn't be the same. One is Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, and the other is Rock On by David Essex. The track is like nothing Essex recorded before or since, with its stark, minimal percussion, brief, broad sweeps of strings, and heavily reverb vocals. But what drives the song is Herbie Flowers' bass line, which gives it rhythm, motion, and melody, all overlaid with an unsettling delay echo effect. It turns what could have been an unremarkable filler track into a standout single and proves that there are some session musicians who deserve a place in the spotlight. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on. Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
6 Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Okay, so the theme of the programme has been space rock. I would be hung up by my ankles and thrashed by the 6 Music listenership if I didn't put some spiritualised on. This is not a very big space rock track, as the hour dictates that I must start lulling you all to sleep. This from Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space, which if you don't have any spiritualised is where you should start. This is Broken Heart. If you have one, by the way, this is for you.
Thank you.
beautiful, spiritualized and broken heart. Shall we keep it slightly wounded by the only true evidence of love, which is the feeling you have in its absence? Here is Paper Tiger by Beck.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky. And all the laws of creation, I tell a dead man how to die. Oh, deserts down below us, and storms up above, like a stray dog gone.
That's all we have time for this week. Thank you so much to everybody who got in touch with Song for Guy recommendations. That's Tor, Even Storas, Marion Variki, Robin in North London, and Sin Ray. Thank you very, very much to the Beckopedia for her contribution as always. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Ian and everyone who helps me put the show together here at Media City Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
Introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Call it Sunday night or even Monday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, people, I'm Don Letts, and for the next couple of hours, I'm going to be crossing time, space, and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that'll include Pond, Don Goliath, Pill, Little Axe, Steel Pulse, Veronica Falls, Brian Eno, and David Byrne, to name just a few. In the first hour, for the most part, we're moving and grooving. Then I'll slow things down in the second. But right now, brand new and good for you from Crack and Smack, Running.